I'm here with Farai today to talk about...
That's mine. Hold on a second, Ed. Hey, girl. Yeah. No, I can't talk right now. Yeah, the movie's fine, but I really don't want to talk on the cell phone until I get my caller history protected. No, I'll tell you about it later. Let's just... Okay. All right. Sorry about that, Ed.
Yeah, that's okay, Farai. Hey, you said caller history protected. What's that all about?
Well, anyone could find out who I was on the phone with just now and who I talked to last week and last month. It's something I just talked about with our tech expert, Mario Armstrong.
Let me make sure I have this right. Even if they don't have your number or your number's unlisted private, they can get all of this information?
Oh, yeah, totally. It doesn't matter whether it's unlisted or listed. These online services can even identify and reveal non-published phone numbers.
So anyone could potentially get the information, your entire call history?
Oh, yeah. Criminals, suspicious lovers, your mom, anybody. The conversation I had with Mario may put you a little bit more at ease, or not.
This is ridiculous. Doesn't that just sound scary in and of itself? I mean, the idea that that could even happen? Well, the situation is actually real, Farai. I mean, this is actually happening now. You can log on to over 40 different websites right now online, and regardless of the information you have, you may have just an address or you may have a person's actual cell number or their landline number. You can then plug that number in, pay by a credit card, and get the calling history of those phone numbers for that particular billing period. Pretty revealing information that you can glean from that. So a lot of folks are scared. Law enforcement officials are obviously worried, but their spouses that aren't doing too good are probably worried. But the average citizen now, at a time where we're looking at wiretapping nationally by the federal government, this is something that your neighbor could do legally right now, right next door.
How much do these services cost?
They run the gamut. I mean, the average that I've seen for cost is about $110 on various websites, one in particular, locatecell.com or celltolls.com. You can pay for about $100, give them the information that you're looking for, or the phone number that you're looking to find that call history on, and they can get you that result within hours. The FBI did a test of this, and within 3 hours, one of their agents' call history was revealed to them, sent to them through this website. So it can happen really fast, and it's become so less expensive, so many more people are now gravitating to using it more often.
What can people do to protect themselves when you have this ability for others, including, I presume, stalkers and con artists to get their information?
Yeah, and you know, the people are acquiring this information two different ways. You don't really have too many protections, but here are the two different ways that people get it, which leads to how do you protect yourself. The first way is that in some cases, telephone company insiders, just corrupt employees, are secretly selling customers' phone call lists to these online brokers. The second way is that these online brokers have used deceptive ways of getting these lists or your numbers or information from the cellular phone companies. They dupe these phone companies into thinking they're you, a term that they call pretexting. So those are the two ways that they get that. How can you fight that? There's only a couple of ways that you can actually defend against this, which is really pretty scary. One is that you can place a password on your cellular phone account. This way, if someone calls the cellular company trying to pretend to be you, they'll ask for this password before they can go further. Secondly, everyone is being asked to really just get behind their local representatives, their delegates, to really make this more aware so that laws could be enacted to fight this. In fact, that's what's happening right now in the state of Illinois. They just proposed legislation to ban the sale of cell phone records. So we'll see how this plays out. But right now, you really only have the password that you can do to implement security for yourself, and maybe even ask customer service reps to tell you when the last time your records were accessed. That might tip you off to someone else that has looked up your account.
So has anyone taken any action, a consumer group, for example?
Yeah, some consumer groups are really up in arms about this whole thing. I've spoken with the Electronic Privacy Information Center, otherwise known as EPIC, and they are the only ones at this point that has filed a petition to the FCC. So from what I understand, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and the Federal Communications Commission are both now working with EPIC and other civic organizations and states and legislators across the country to now figure out, and the cellular companies, to now figure out what's the next step to really protect this. Because the question comes down to, if it's just phone records today, what is it tomorrow? And some people have alluded to OnStar, which is the service that can give you driving directions or driving services for vehicles that have the OnStar service in their car. Those driving reports could one day be the next thing that's revealed. So We'll have to see. Right now, there's a lot of talk, and it only seems to be a Band-Aid put on a cut that looks like it needs several stitches.
Well, final question. I realize that this is probably unanswerable, but I'm going to ask you anyway because you're our tech expert. In a world where the technologies keep changing and keep advancing, are we ever going to be able to keep the law up to date with the technology?
Farai, that's the toughest question, and you're right. It's a hard one to answer. In all the readings, I've talked to several security experts, people that know much more in this area about authentication and identity theft and invasion of privacy, way more than I do, and they're all saying the same thing. The law always seems to be behind innovation. And no one knows the answer of how to change that or how to better structure the system so that it can at least be on par with the same time. But right now, bad news.
Well, we're going to certainly stay in touch with you for more on this ongoing development on the cell phone front. Mario Armstrong is our tech expert here at News & Notes. He also does shows on technology for WYPR and WEAA, Baltimore area NPR stations. And he's the technology advocate for Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley. Thanks, Mario.
Thank you, Farai.
Wow, Farai, that's amazing. It's hard to believe that people could get that much information on you.
I know. It's scary times all around.
All right, Farai Chidea, thanks. And watch out who you talk to.
Thanks, Ed. I'll certainly give it a try.